Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready to look fit and fabulous? Well, Teresa Tapp is my guest today, and as you know, we always have so much good information to share with you. Why? Because we want you to not just learn, you know, about all the different things that we share on this show, but why not be fit and fabulous in 15 minutes? And I've been using Teresa's workout for a year and a half now, and I mix some of the workouts, and boy, it has really made a difference for me. Teresa, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Donna.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am just so excited. I am so excited because I know you've got so much to tell us. The last time you were on the air with us, you made a secret announcement. Of course, you were just, it was coming out, People Magazine. There was this beautiful young lady by the name of Heather that was featured in there. This is a young woman. You're going to have to tell us what she has accomplished because I know what's in People Magazine. It was the June 1st issue, and I let my listeners know, so I don't know how many of them picked up an issue at their local store, but I went out right away, and I got one, and I went, wow, wow. This young lady really did a phenomenal job. Tell us Heather's story.
Well, in People Magazine, they had featured three different individuals who had lost 100 pounds and were not afraid to show their new fit and firm bodies in bikinis. So I give kudos to all three women who, cumulatively, I think they lost almost 400 pounds.
Wow.
It was incredible. And so Heather, who happens to be a T-tapper for about 9 years, what was amazing on hers is that not only had she lost 145 pounds, but she's kept it off for 9.5 years, all with T-Tap. And what really surprises and impresses me even the most is that she did this with having an issue called multiple sclerosis. And anybody who's familiar with the MS disease, it's very inflammatory, and it's muscle weakness and the deterioration of muscles. And most of the time, exercise can create a flare-up and a setback.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Heather, with MS, as a single mom with two children, was able to fit fitness in with her at-home fitness program called T-Tap, and not only did she lose those injuries, but she has kept her MS in remission.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible.
So it did not create a flare-up. It actually helped her body rebalance the left side to the right side, because when I first met her, she was unable to point her left foot because the whole left side of her body was already deteriorating, and they told her that she could be in a wheelchair within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And her one whole leg and arm, everything was an inch, almost an inch bigger, because without the nerve transmission, the muscles couldn't twitch or stay strong, so they started to atrophy. Much the same as you would see if somebody had a cast on their leg and then took it off, it would be much more thin compared to the other leg, smaller in
right.
size.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed her life not just to be able to fit in a bikini either, because she decided, wow, what an amazing machine T-Tap has taught me that my body is, that it can repair and rebuild. And yes, it can lose inches, tighten and tone, and become an anti-aging, you know, machine, much like Dr. Perricone, who endorses the workout. So she decided to go to school and become a massage therapist so she could supplement her income and apply her newfound knowledge of how much the human body can do and improve its lymphatic function, and massage also helps lymphatics. And then she decided to apply and become a T-Tap trainer. So losing the weight was only part of the story. She's now a new person with her own business, her own workout studio. She works with physicians. She gets doctor referrals to help others lose weight or improve their health issue, fibromyalgia, MS, Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue. So she helps others who had pretty much given up hope like she did, that there's nothing they can do about their size or nothing they can do about their disease, when in truth, the human body, being such an amazing machine, it just needs to move. Movement matters, not just to lose weight and tighten and tone. Movement matters for health, wellness, and fitness, inside and out. And Heather is a walking testimonial. So to have her in People magazine and to have her on Good Morning America and to hear her on various radio shows now is incredible.
Oh,
maybe she can come on your radio show next
month. Oh, I'd love to have her on. I would just love to have her on. Just the, you know, the other ladies that I've invented, that not invented, but have been around, that have invented a new them or a new self by working with TTAP, their stories have just been marvelous, because every single one of them have a different physiological build. Every single one of them have different challenges that they're working through. And to listen to their stories and to interact with them like I did when I was in the class here, it's wonderful, because it is something that is so comfortable to do. Now, I have in front of me a photo of you and Heather and Keith standing in New York City in front of Times Square. And this had to have been absolutely so exciting for you, because being on Good Morning America, here are all of these people that watch this show religiously. You're reaching millions and millions of individuals, and it's what you've worked so hard for. But I was really intrigued. And by the way, those of you listening, you need to get Teresa's newsletter. And you can go to TTAP.com, and you can sign up for her newsletter. It is free every month. Not only is her website brand new, all kinds of wonderful things have been done there, but you need to get her newsletter so that you can find out information. And she just sent out a new one recently, so you can get it too. Teresa, in your newsletter, you talked about when Heather was chosen, she called you, and this is one of the services that you offer with TTAP that I think is so awesome, and that is, if someone has a particular objective, if they have any particular challenges like Heather did, you'll work with them. And there was something that she did that was called a blitz. What was it that you did with Heather that enabled her to just look so svelte? I mean, camera is horribly mean. You know, she loves her bumps and shows everything. So,
oh, yes.
You know, and then
oh,
she
yes.
was standing in this bikini. I mean, it's
true.
I'm just going, oh, my goodness. So she must have just been on cloud nine. But what was this blitz? How did it come about? And how were you able to determine what to do for her so she could really have that toned look par excellence?
Well, she'd already lost the 100 pounds. She'd already submitted a photo, because they wanted to see everybody in a picture in a swimsuit when they were making their final selections as to who they wanted to share in the pages of their issue. But when you're finally selected, and this happened so very quickly, if you can imagine, she's from Iowa. So in Iowa, it's not like Florida or California where we have warm weather year-round, so we tend to show our arms and legs. Whereas I used to live in the state of Illinois, so I know in the winter I would always gain about one clothing size, but who saw it, because I'd have layers
right.
of sweaters. Okay, so that June 1 issue, she still had her winter waistline, shall we say, and she gets a courtesy call from the TTAP office saying, guess what, you need to send in a photo of yourself in a swimsuit ASAP. Come home from work, take a picture real quick, don't worry about hair or makeup, and we have to overnight it, use our FedEx number, and get it to New York City right away. She
was devastated.
Oh, my gosh. And no, so she has been to previous retreats, because at our fitness retreats we teach people how to stand, because of my working in the modeling industry for so many years, there are ways you can strategically stand to make your figure look better. So she stood the best she could, understanding the right S-curve and the knee in and the shoulder back and the ribs up, and she was selected. So then, within 1 week, she gets another phone call saying, guess what? You've been selected. They are going to send a photographer, a top fashion photographer from Los Angeles, who's going to fly to your home and take pictures of you. And she almost, like, dropped the phone.
That's when
I got the call from her. Now she's like my other models when I was in the industry, because it always seemed like they would get selected for Victoria's Secret catalog or the Swimsuit Illustrated magazine. Exactly when they'd get a pimple on their forehead, or it would be their monthly cycle, and they were 5 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm.
It always seems to be that these things pop up. So I created, when I was in the modeling industry, what I call a blitz. A blitz is when you do T-tap workouts strategically, double each day, and it's usually done over a weekend, meaning or over 3 days, meaning let's take it as a weekend. So Saturday you do a T-tap morning workout, you do another one in the afternoon. You do it again Sunday morning, you do it again in the afternoon. And then if it's really diehard, you can do it once more on Monday morning, but then you have to take the next 24 to 48 hours off. And you will drop at least 8 inches, and you can drop up to 21 inches, depending on how much of that is bloat, how much of it is muscles being atrophied. And, Donna, you witnessed this because that's what we do at a fitness retreat.
Oh,
yes. We work out the day 2 days in a row.
Oh.
And you witnessed people who had lost
31
lots
inches.
Of inches.
Yes.
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 And that's
inches.
Not water weight. That's muscle cinching in. And when people tell me, no, you can't lose 8 inches in 1 day by muscle cinching in, and then that's my little joke I always say, well, I don't know about you, but my man can lose 6 inches off the waistline in 60 seconds just by seeing a pretty girl go by and go, and that's
mm-hmm.
muscles cinching in. Well, when you do T-tap, which is very mind-to-muscle, brain-to-body, using both ends of the muscle and multiple muscles at the same time, it's like creating a layer of Spanx. And it's so full of nerve stimulation, it just keeps tight and tone. And it will remain there, and you will not regain it unless you take off a whole week afterwards. Like, you take off 2 days, but then you continue on. So back to Heather. So here's Heather going, oh, my gosh, they're flying to my house. I can't use my strategic way of posing and looking really good. This photographer is going to see me in 3D. I have to look really good for him, not just how to make it pose good for the camera. And she started to, like, hyperventilate, and I'm like, oh, yes, you can. We'll do a blitz. What are your two favorite workouts? And her two favorite workouts are called Ladybug, which I created special for hormonal management, and she's in that perimenopausal years,
mm-hmm.
and also Critter Crunch, which happens to really target trim the inches. It's designed to target trim the upper inner thigh pudge, and that happens to be Heather's target trim area of concern.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, we'll do those rotated with total workout, and let's do it for a whole week. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you imagine
how?
But when you know that your front side and back side is going to be taken in by pictures, and you don't have any choice as to which picture you want, and they're going to take those pictures away and pick which one, and you know everyone's going to be looking at your front side, back side without strategic poses, she said, I'll do it. She also watched what she ate. Now, at a fitness retreat, or a regular weekend blitz, I tell people, don't worry, just move.
Mm-hmm.
But when the models were getting ready for Victoria's Secret, and because on Victoria's Secret, you can't airbrush. They're on the stage. Everybody can see them.
Right.
You know, Sports Illustrated, they do a little bit of airbrushing. But you know, I told Heather, don't worry about the little scars from her two babies. They'll airbrush that, but they will not airbrush, or can they, loose hanging skin. And she didn't have that. She just wanted to lose a few inches here and there that she'd gained over the winter months. And sure enough, it was incredible. She was a size 8, which is very respectable, especially when she used to be a size 18.
Yeah.
And she's kept that size 8 off for, like I said, 9.5 years, but when you saw her at the fitness retreat, she was a size 6. So a size 8, anybody would be happy to be a size 8, especially when they're 5'10". But it wasn't her personal best, and this came up as a surprise, so she knew if she watched what she ate, didn't diet, but just ate clean food, meats, veggies, soups and salads, no man-made foods, no alcohol, no carbonated drinks, just water, coffee, and tea, and then balanced meals, and did her blitz, she thought, I can drop most of those inches or at least tighten and tone all of my areas of concern. Well, it was so dramatic that when the photographer came to her home and the makeup artist was flown in from Los Angeles as well, they had the picture in hand that was sent before, and they thought that that picture was 3 or 6 months ago. They had no idea it was just from 10 days ago.
She was able to tone up that much in 5 days or 7 days?
No, she did it in 7 days.
Seven days.
10 days earlier. So in 1 week, her blitz, she was now a size 6, but her importance was her waist was no longer a winter waist. It had cinched in.
Mm-hmm.
Her derriere had uplifted in tone just a bit because of all of those tucking, and the ribs up kept her back nice and lean on the side. She didn't have any bra pudge. Anyone else wouldn't see those little things. She knew she was one size bigger than she had been 6 months earlier, and so she was ready to get rid of the Christmas cookies and the dough.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it. She did it in 1 week, and you know what? She hasn't gained it. And when I saw her in New York, she's actually slim-trimmed even better. So now she's not a tight 6. She's a baggy 6. And I told her, I said, you know, it doesn't even matter what size you are. If all of your muscles are getting full nerve transmission from your mind and they're being used equally, multiple muscles equally, so it's like a layer of Spanx. It's not like just having a patch of lycra here and then a lump will happen there. No, it's equally a nice sheets of Spanx all over. It doesn't matter if everything's nice and smooth and tight and toned. I've seen a lot of great size 12s that can blow away some size 6s because muscle tone makes the difference. So at any rate, a blitz, just to review in simplification, is when you do a morning workout and an afternoon, like two workouts a day, and you do it usually 2 days in a row. A blitz, what she did is called a model's blitz. And that's when you're getting ready for that swimsuit shoot, or you could do it like the week before your honeymoon, if you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on that exotic island for the honeymoon and I want to look the best for my new husband. But at any rate, you can achieve it and then just go back to norm of your every other day of TTAP workouts, maintaining muscle activation throughout the day just by keeping ribs up, shoulders back, tucking till your tummy is tight so you activate both the front abs as well as your lower back muscles, and you won't gain it back because it's not water weight that you lost.
Amazing. Now, you did say that after those 2 days you were to take 24 hours off. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
And 24 hours off.
Yes, 24 hours because you don't really see the full results. Sometimes when you do multiple workouts like that 2 days in a row, you can get a little swollen.
Yes, that happens.
Okay,
to me
the inflammation.
At the retreat. Yes.
And then it's like 1 or 2 days later, you see the inches just all of a sudden drop. And that's because then the inflammation and the water weight you retain around the inflammation all goes. And then you see the newfound cinched in muscles and the inch loss.
That is amazing. Now, Teresa, your book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, has all of these various exercises in them. But you have come out with a new CD, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. It's level 2. So for those of you who are listening, if your schedule is wild and wacky like mine is, and you go, oh, I just don't have the time. In fact, on my last business trip, I was talking to someone. They said, I'm so busy, it's all I can do to just get up and get my head together and get out the door on time. And I said, you've got to know about this. And so they sat down, and they were very interested. They said, this almost sounds too good to be true. And I said, well, I've had good results. You need to know that this can happen with you because this person's schedule really has become a nightmare, and it may go on like this for the next year. So I told her about it, and she was really excited. But one of the things that you feature when people get your book, you send along information about what is called boot camp. And again, for those of you listening, you'll be able to get it through her book. Go to her website, ttap.com. Get her newsletter. There's all kinds of wonderful information, and you'll see these fabulous stories about people. And I've met a number of these individuals, so believe me, this isn't make-believe. This is the real thing. Teresa, the boot camp. Now, here we've talked about the blitz. The boot camp is a different agenda. How did you develop this? And the Blitz is something that you're doing, you know, real, real fast, real intense to get a real fast result. But the boot camp is another kind of a regimen. Tell us about that.
Okay, boot camps are when you first get your TTAP workout program, the 15-minute basic or the 45-minute total workout, which is chapters 4 and 5 in the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. It just all depends on what time allotment or what your goals are. At any rate, the boot camp is pretty much the same with both. So the boot camp I'm going to tell that most people are doing is the 45-minute during boot camp, and then they go to just doing 15 minutes a day. But you can do it both ways, okay? And that's why we give unlimited 1-800-number tech support, because even those listeners hearing this for the first time go, oh, my gosh, so much information. That's why we let you call us anytime you want or email us anytime you want. And I have 6 people who answer phones all day and answer emails all day just to help you get the questions answered in the direction you need to acquire the results you desire, because everyone can acquire their results. But how many people actually have a trainer a phone call away? And that's
right.
What we do.
Okay,
so boot camp basics. That means you take your new DVD, and in my workout program, I split it, each DVD, in half, teaching the workout with great detail. So I make you hold position, so I'm educating. At the same time, I'm helping to rebuild nerve transmission. And so it takes longer, where some people would think instructional workouts mean you watch them to learn them. No, you do them,
mm-hmm.
and it's a distinct purpose is the way I teach it. Then the same workout without instruction is half the time. So the 15-minute workout during instructional workout, it will be 30 minutes long. But once you're done with the instructionals, say after a week, sometimes people take 2 weeks, you're going to lose results with those instructionals, but as soon as you're doing it without instruction, it's 15 minutes. Okay, the total workout is the combination of the 15 minutes, and then you keep going to instructional number 2, which now the instructional will take 45 minutes to do, but then part 2 without instruction is only 20 minutes. And then there's the workout both A and B, meaning both basic and part 2, and now it's called the total workout, and that entirely is 55 minutes. Okay, this is probably a lot of information for somebody hearing it the first time. It's just you have the ability to stay as long as you want on instructionals and to float up and back and review them backwards, meaning after you've been on the workout program for a month or two, looking back and redoing those instructionals, you're going to hear things I never said before.
Yes,
because
true.
It's an ongoing progression. Okay, mm-hmm. So back to boot camp. So you've got your DVDs. You're going to do a TTAP workout, whether it's with instruction or without instruction. Most people do with instruction at least 2 days in a row. But boot camp is you do something, instructional or the combination, 4 days in a row. That's imperative. I don't care if you go 4 days in a row and skip the 5th day and do it again on the 6th. That's fine. But I don't suggest, I highly recommend not to do, oh, I've done day 1, feel pretty good. Ooh, day 2, feel a little stiff, feel some muscles. Day 3, I don't think I want to do it. I'll do it again. No, you won't get the results. It's amazing if you just make yourself do it 4 days in a row. Then you go to every other day for up to 2 to 3 weeks. Basic boot camp is your body rebuilding what I call neural kinetic transmission, mind-to-muscle communication. You're using muscles you haven't used in years, especially because I'm combining multiple muscles from origin to insertion, meaning the full fiber of the muscle is being tugged from both ends, so that you are using each fiber to its max ability. And so this builds both strength and flexibility at the same time and help you balance muscle imbalance. That's why it's called rehab, is because it's very rehabilitative and it's safe for all types of fitness levels. It'll be challenging for someone very fit, but it's going to be safe for someone with a bad back, hips, or knees because of the way multiple muscles are pulled at both ends, full tension through the entire large muscle movement. Okay, so if you get through day 3, I promise you day 4 is a lot easier. It's day 3 when your body wants to say, she'll quit, let her sit down, give us a day off. But if you maintain day three, you break through a whole new physiological function. And I'm not just talking metabolic function.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in TTAP is tweaked. Digestion, assimilation, oh boy, elimination. I'm not just talking going to the bathroom more frequently. I'm talking cellular toxicity. Everything is increased in the digestion, assimilation, elimination. Muscles are getting better strength and flexibility in a balanced way. You're getting better circulation, so more nutrients are getting to the cells, as well as the lymphatic function is enhanced and improved. All of that breaks through to a whole new level if you do 4 days in a row. And within 4 days, most people lose an inch off their waist or hips, guaranteed.
That's
now,
awesome.
Then it goes into clothing sizes. Because basic boot camp is 4 days. And if a person's looking to lose one clothing size or two, usually one, or just tighten and tone, they do the 4 days in a row, go every other day for the rest of the week, next week, then go only 3 times a week for the next two, and they're on their own to maintain with just twice a week. If you have more clothing sizes to lose or desire to lose, then your boot camp goes a bit longer. So instead of 4 days in a row, now you're going to go 6 days in a row to lose those two sizes for sure, okay, within the month. And then if you're going three sizes, it might be that you go up to 7 days. Four sizes, 8 days. If you're looking to lose five sizes, you're going to go 10 days in a row. And then after that, no one goes longer than 10 days. You can go longer than 10 days if you wish, I tell people, but you're not going to lose any faster. So
mm-hmm.
why? Take
mm-hmm.
the day off. Less is more with TTAP. If you take those days off, watch how much more you, as my father would say, sharpen the saw. So you're sharpening your body's ability to cinch in, tighten and tone. And so a typical would be somebody will go, oh, I think I can handle it 1 week. So they do 7 days in a row. They might do instructional one and instructional two, which together will take them a whole hour for the first 2 days. Then on the third day, they might do the instructional number two, but only do basic plus without instruction. So then
mm-hmm.
it's only taking them, you know, say 45, 50 minutes. Then they decide, oh, I can do the whole total workout without instruction on their fourth day. See how you can customize it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else would go, oh, no, I really need to go slower with this so I can focus on my form. It's harder for me. So they might stay with both instructional one and two all week, and then the next week do it without instruction. See, it's all
mm-hmm.
up to the individual. And throughout this whole process, you have a book that comes with your DVD, a booklet
mm-hmm.
that details boot camp. So you can customize your own way. You also have details in the Fit and Fabulous and 15-minute book. You also have the ability to go on the TTAP.com site and post questions on the forums because everybody there has been through it. They all know how you feel. They always know the highs and the lows and frustrations when you're trying to reprogram your brain to body. Then you also have that phone, 1-800. So even if you're at a pay phone, you're on a campground, and they only have a payphone. You don't have a cell phone. It's toll-free. If you're in Canada, it's toll-free. If you're in Mexico, it's toll-free. So we're here to help anyone achieve those desired goals. And
let's have that 800
possible.
Number. Yeah, let's have that 800 number, Teresa. 800?
Okay, so we have several, but let me give one that's easy to remember by letters. 1-877.
Okay.
Tap Fit. TAPPFIT.
1-877 Tap Fit. Now, Teresa, we're almost out of time here, and I want people to know about your retreat that's coming up this fall because it is dynamic. I've been there. It is wonderful. So let's get some information about this. And I know in coming shows we're going to be talking about this more, too, because
okay.
this is fabulous. So let's talk about it now. You've just decided the date, got that all together. When is
got
it
all together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to be October 1st through the 4th. People fly in on a Thursday. You leave on a Sunday after 12 noon. This year's featured speaker, the keynote speaker, is Mary Shoman. She has a book titled The Menopause Thyroid Solution. She's a multiple New York Times bestseller, and her book features TTAP over 34 pages. The other sub-speaker is Dr. Rob Carlson. He's a leading cardiologist heart surgeon who also happens to be in Suzanne Summers' book because he is the expert on bioidentical hormones. He's going to be available for Q&A and chit-chat, as well as explain the importance of vitamin D. I will be teaching two workouts a day, as well as a Target clinic. We have lots of fitness and fun. And I have to say, we just announced this 2 weeks ago.
Right.
On the form. Didn't even make a formal announcement, and it's 35% sold out. So I believe it's going to sell out quickly. There's deep discounted prices. Like, you can save almost 40% if you get before the end of June, and then a slight increase at the beginning of July, and it increases again middle of July. So if you're seriously interested of coming, having your own boot camp and blitz, as well as meeting multiple others who are in the same TTAP in mind as you, and expand your knowledge with Dr. Rob Carlson and Mary Shoman. This is an event that's going to be like none other, and I'm going to be announcing even more sub-speakers because I want this one to be the year of muscle activation and how to take fitness into daily activity so no one's a slave even to a TV. They'll all understand how to stay fit and firm while they grocery shop, while they mow grass, while they walk their dog, and that's what those sub-clinics are going to be. So if you want to learn more or sign up or put a deposit down, just go to TTAP.com and then at the top, just click events. And it's all detailed. You can print it out, think about it, or post a question on the forums. TTAPers will tell you what it was like at last year's event or a previous event, although I think this year's event is going to be super special.
Well, it sounds awesome. This is Teresa Tapp. We're going to be talking with her again, and by golly, exciting things are happening. Go to her website, TTAP.com. Give her office a call, 877-TAP-FIT. T-A-P-P-F-I-T. Teresa, wow, I'm excited for you. This is marvelous. Have a fabulous, fabulous life and keep on doing what you do so well, giving people a wonderful opportunity to get in shape, be fit and fabulous in 15 minutes. Take care.
Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Oh, isn't it wonderful when, you know, every time I have Teresa on, because I've personally experienced the benefit of being interactive with her, but there is so much knowledge that she has, and I really encourage you, if you're down in the mouth about how you look or how you're feeling, and you have people you can talk to, this is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. So just go to her website, ttap.com, get her newsletter, and you are just going to be delighted. We're going to be talking with Heather next month. We're going to be finding out about nutrition. There's just so many good things that are going to be going on. So go to her website, ttap.com. Hey, telephone lines are open. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, so why don't you give me a call? 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number from anywhere in the world. You can call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756. And remember, if you're a first-time caller, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and, of course, I love to know where you're calling from. So if you will do that, it's absolutely marvelous, 888-815-9756. Now, tomorrow, we are having a woman on this show. Her name is Jen Robertson. This woman will be calling in from Korea, and she is an absolutely awesome individual. Her book has not yet been published, but I couldn't wait to talk to her. There are sometimes people that you meet, when you find out what they've accomplished, you want their story to be heard. And this is a woman who has walked a path that not many people, male or female, would have been willing to walk. And so we're going to have a chance to talk with her. And, oh, we've got such a good lineup. Coming up next week, you have to, you know, after being with Teresa, then on Monday, we're going to be talking with two gals, Janet and Greta. And we're going to be talking about how to eat, shrink, and be merry. How does that sound to you? Well, I'll tell you, these are two gals that have battled the bulge for a lot of years, but their book is absolutely phenomenal. We are going to have such a good time next Monday. And then on Tuesday, at this time, we're going to have an open mic. So on Tuesday, you can call in at any time during the hour, and I'll be sharing all kinds of little trivia, bits of trivia with you. And then we're going to be talking about cellular wisdom for women. Joan C. King is going to be my guest, and this is a woman who has done a lot of research understanding wellness. And then Neil Donald Walsh is going to be my guest next Thursday. When everything changes, change everything. Now, Neil has been on my show more than once. This is a brand new book of his, and it is going to be a lot of fun. Interact with him as always. And then Lorraine Rowe is going to be my guest next Friday, the psychic housewife. And Lorraine had been scheduled earlier on the show about a month ago, and something happened where she wasn't able to make it, so we rescheduled her. So a week from tomorrow, we'll have the psychic housewife on. And we've got such fabulous, fabulous people coming up in July. And that's one of my joys in doing this show, because I have the opportunity to interact with so many dynamic people. And I read their stuff, and it's a delight, it's a joy for me to be able to share it with you. Because you need to know about your options. And also, you need to know how many good people are out there. We've got a caller on the line. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Frederick. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Frederick. Is the sun shining in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, it's about 75 and balmy.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. We've got about 62 here, and it's windy. I'll take your sun for a while. Can you sort of pump it up this way a little bit?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. All right, Frederick, the first thing that I'm looking at with you is the word design. I'm fascinated with this because it was so clearly shown in my mind. Then I'm looking at not just the word design, but the attention to detail, and you're having such a finesse with everything that you do. I think that you have worked very, very hard, and you have felt very discouraged because you have not been able to get yourself to the particular positioning you would like to be in. And I want to say, hang tough. There are changes evolving. You're definitely going to get there. It is just a matter of not just keeping the faith, but also continuing your networking. Your networking is invaluable. And you are going to do some kind of a social interaction with individuals that will be like little stair steps. And this networking of interaction is going to bring you into contact with some people who are going to be very significant to you. So I'm quite impressed with this methodical detail orientation, and the biggest thing here is not to lose the faith. Now, your intuitive abilities are phenomenal, but I am looking at this artistic expression that you have, and as I'm observing it, I want to say you need to deal with textures, colors, design. There needs to be something that you just allow your intuition to just flow. And I'm looking at these colors that are being put out or put together on a canvas, and I'm going, wow, this is spectacular. There's certain tones. There is a flow to it. It's very unique. I don't know how you're going to come up with it, but there's a luminescence in certain shades and tones that I'm looking at that when people look at it, dependent on the light that's hitting it, they'll go, wow, this is amazing. So I think there's an artistic side of you that's beginning to bloom, and it'll be a process of self-discovery, and your intuition is going to feed into it, and it's as if you find out how your thinking is going by doing the art. Are you an artist? I mean, I'm just looking at this incredible display of color.
Music producer.
Have you ever thought of working with color and sound?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned color because right now I'm learning Photoshop.
Wow. I'll tell you, you're going to do something that's going to, if you're into music, this is a natural. Because when you said that you do music work, I'm just looking at the flow, and I'm looking at these strokes and the way the colors are blending. I almost feel like I am watching undulating water move. It's got, the artwork has that much fluidity in it. It's incredible.
Well, actually, what you're seeing is what's in my head when I'm working on the music. Because when I work on music, it's all visual in my head. And so what I try to do is match the sound to the picture that I have in my head.
Bingo.
And when they match, I know I've got what I need.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that you're going to be able to utilize color with sound that is going to create absolute beauty. And you know what? I don't know if you've ever heard of the Monroe Institute, or there is a gentleman, Jonathan Goldman, who is very well known for his music and sound and tonalities and this type of thing that he does. But I'll tell you what, I think you've got something here that for relaxation, for meditation, for creating different mind states, and actually for being able to calm people, it could be used in instructional environments for learning. I'm looking at something here that is just so exquisitely beautiful. This, if this is in your head, somehow you need to bring it out of your head into actuality. But in my mind, it's like to be able to create these particular colors, I feel like I'm touching them. They're alive. This is going to be phenomenal. You bring this out of yourself. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I'll have to give that a shot.
I think you'll have a wild and woolly time with it, and it's your colors. Your colors are going to be so unique. They're going to be so unique. You are going to do research on how to incorporate that. You know how when you're working with fractals, how fractals will create all of these different forms, and they're so much fun to watch. They're so
right.
Wild and crazy. Well, this is not fractal, but it is. It has a fluidity that sometimes some of the fractal movements have. Oh, I think you're going to have a blast. Do you have a question
Great.
For me?
Sure do. I have an 18-year-old daughter, and thought I was a really good dad, and everything seemed to be going really well. And then one night she just kind of changed back in February, and she hasn't really been willing to communicate with me since.
Okay.
And, it's Frederick, really strange. I don't understand what's going on.
All right, Frederick, I need to take a break. Will you stay on the line?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to be coming back to Frederick if you want to call in 2-888-815-9756. Frederick, we'll be right back. Don't go away. We're coming back
sure.
to give more information.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. We're going to be going back to Frederick. Frederick, you were talking to me about your daughter. Your question was that something changed very dramatically back in February, and she's not talking with you. Well, it didn't have anything to do with you. Nothing at all. What you've got here is a situation involving a small group of peers. And your dilemma is that as dad, she really doesn't want to tell you what's gone on. So I think that if you've been trying to communicate with her and trying to find out what's going on, you perhaps will need some help here. And I would go to her local school counselor if you have not done anything like this to this point.
Well, she's already out of school. She's 18.
Okay, she's 18. Something happened with her, and it's been building. And it has nothing whatsoever to do with you. Nothing whatsoever to do with you. The best thing you can do, is she still living at home?
Yeah, she's with her mother.
Okay. If she's with her mother right now, and you have a chance to spend some time with her. She's 18 years old. She's legally considered an adult. So as much as your dad and you love your daughter, you need to realize that there is a shift that's occurring here where you just need to have good, you know, just keep the door open. But I think that something occurred and she is hiding it. And she's hiding it because she knows you would not approve. And what I'm looking at is a desire on her part to communicate with you, but she's not quite sure how to go about doing it. So what I would just do is say, you need to know, I'm so glad you're 18, you're a young woman now, you've got a whole life ahead of you. I want you to know that if ever you need to talk, I'm here to talk to you. I'm here just to listen. I won't make any judgments. I'll just listen. Keep that door open because she's going to be knocking on it. I don't know that she's going to be knocking on it soon. There will be some opportunities for you to interact with each other. And I just think you need to reassure her that you will be supportive of her. And if she just needs to talk, give you a call and allow that to be, because if you try to force this, you're going to be lied to. And she is going through a major shift. It's actually been going on for a year and a half. And I think that there is something that's going on between her and her mother as well. I think she is scared in a way of being 18. I think she's also had some peer pressure that she's succumbed to, and she's not happy with herself. I think that there's a lot of issues that she's battling, but she does have a right to privacy. She has a right to privacy. What is it that she's done with you, Frederick, that has been really very disturbing to you the most? What's been so significant to you?
Just the fact that she hasn't been willing to talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is scared. She really is scared. And I think that as long as she can be assured that she's loved regardless, you know, you can tell her, gee whiz, if you went and robbed 14 banks, then they're going to put you in federal prison for the next, you know, 250 years. No, I'm going to love you anyway. I may not approve of something, but I'd still love you as my daughter. That's important to her. And that may sound a little frivolous when I'm saying it, but I really feel that she needs to know that.
Can you give me some kind of idea of what kind of a issue she's afraid to talk to me about? Because I'm clueless.
Well, I'm not being shown very much. It's as if I'm being shown just a little bit, and her privacy is very important here. I do know it has a significant association with a peer group. So I don't know whether she got involved with something, she experimented with something, she had to lie, cover up for somebody, has been a scapegoat. I just don't know exactly what's going on here because it's not being shown to me. I believe she's going to tell you one day.
All right, well, I'll just kind of lay low then and, you know, wait for her.
Well, I would just reinforce what I've said. Just look at her
right, and
very quietly. At any time, and you can use a story, you know, you can make up a story or do something that says, gee whiz, I can remember when I was XYZ age, I did such and such, and boy, I wouldn't tell my parents, you know, I didn't tell my dad until I was 45 or something like this. You know, you can relate to your own spectrum of experience. Now, you're coming from a male positioning, but it's little tidbits like that. And then I think there's going to be a quiet opportunity, and you have to be quiet, and you have to allow her to open up in her own way. Because you're dad. She
right.
doesn't want you to get mad. You're dad. She doesn't want you to be disappointed in her. You're dad. You're a very significant person in her life. And the most important
right.
thing to her is that she knows that she's loved, period. That
well,
sounds
she knows
good.
That.
Well, it just needs to be reinforced because something, she is scared about something. I don't even think that your ex-wife knows. and I think she's having some challenges with her, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do what I can because, you know, I love my kid.
Absolutely, and that's the most important thing. But remember, you cannot live her life for her. She's got to go through experiences on her own, but she needs to know she has a safe place where she can communicate.
Okay,
and that's what I think is most important here.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate your help.
Oh, well, I hope it did help you in some way. I wish I could have given you a magic answer, but I don't have one.
No, well, I don't think there are any magic answers with teenagers.
Well, remember, she's no longer really a teenager. She is a young woman.
Right.
By law, she is an adult. She may not think like one, but she is physiologically and on so many other levels, maybe not emotionally, but she's there.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you, Donna.
You're welcome, Frederick. You have a wonderful day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. I know that we're out of time. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking with a very special lady from Korea. So I invite you and your friends to join me. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You're magic. You really are magic. You just need to sort of believe in that. What do I want to say? Tinkerbell dust that you have inside of you? Ah, yes, we have a little bit of it in all of us. Have a fabulous day. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on VBSRadio.com.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.